when this was a school ship, we had no guns aboard. We had the gun tubs. And Bob will tell you the rest of the story.
New York summers can get a little warm.
Right.
So they took this gun tub back here between 4 and 5 on the starboard side, closed up the gutters, and filled it with water.
How big was the...
The gun tub's got to be 10 foot across.
I see. Yeah.
10, 15 foot across.
Yeah. So the guns were brought back?
Yes, by Project Liberty.
By Project Liberty Ship.
Where'd they get the guns?
Thanks to reserves and also...
Admiral Bowman.
Also, who did you say?
Admiral Bowman, Rick Salas.
Oh, yes.
Admiral Bowman was a retired admiral in the Coast Guard. And the Navy had these guns in Richmond, Indiana. And they were just kind of like sitting there, but these were obsolete. And somehow he made arrangements. And what I understand is they're still on loan by the Navy.
Yes,
the guns technically still
belong to the government.
To the government. So if we ever go anyface, I doubt if the government will come get them. They'll probably just say, quite a war. But you know, the guns are the only thing on this ship that do not belong to Project Liberty. Did you join Project Liberty ship?
I'm going to, yeah.
You will be an owner of this ship.
That's right. Joe's explained. Yeah. It's a good model.
It's owned by the members.
Right. That's cool.
And you know, right now we're struggling.
It's a lot of money.
A lot of money and a home. What are you going to do if one day the people that bought this pier say we don't want you anymore? Where do we go? Take out and pay and sink her again? I don't know.
Put it back in the reserve fleet. They're scrapping everything there.
Oh, really?
Reserve fleet is getting lower and lower.
Reserve fleet won't exist in a couple
of
years.
See, when I was a kid in New York, in Havistro, New York, was the reserve fleet. There was hundreds of ships.
Liberties.
I bet there was 20 to 30 Liberties at that time. They were using them to store grain in them.
Right.
Oh, wow.
And they just floated in the Hudson River. Big grain silo, right? Grain bins.
That was during the 60s?
Yeah. When they opened the Tappan Zee Bridge, Tappan Zee Bridge in the mid-50s, we used to go up there and, there was no way to get across before that, so you used to go up on 9W and you'd cross over and you could look down and see in Havistry, you could see that the ships all lined up. Hundreds of ships.
And they're just holding...
That was a reserve fleet. Like they have here in the James River in Virginia, right? That used to be in New York.
Well, there were several reserve fleets. James River was still there, but one in New York also.
And that was in case the...
That's right.
During the Cold War, something happened. Tried to call.
They found themselves... these ships were built as an emergency to take the war effort to Europe.
Yeah.
And they thought... If we ever get into that situation again, if we have them in Morpall, we can always reactivate and reuse.
Rather than build it all.
Rather than try to build and catch up. Yeah. Now they have rapid deployment forces, which more or less goes away with the need.
The ship's behind us.
Oh, yeah.